Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: شتان ما بين عملين، عمل تذهب لذته وتبقى تبعته، وعمل تذهب مؤونته ويبقى أجره.
Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam said, "What a difference there is between two kinds of actions. An act whose pleasure passes away, but its ill consequence remains, and the act whose hardship passes away, but its reward stays."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the programs To My Brother, and we're discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Well, dear friends, we are, of course, talking about the beautiful persona, the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Of course, when we look at the persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, we find that it is a persona which has transcended time and place and era. And even we can say that it has transcended language and even national and ethnical backgrounds. For all people of the world, no matter what language they speak, no matter where they are from, no matter what ethnic background they are related to, they seem to know Imam Ali alayhi salam, and they seem to know about Imam Ali alayhi salam in one way or the other, especially amongst the Muslims. Now, this persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam being so transcendent and being able to surpass time and history and age is, of course, because of the fact that the persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam was primarily formed by the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, and the teachings of Islam and Quran, which again were given to Imam Ali alayhi salam and taught to Imam Ali alayhi salam by the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. Now, despite the fact that Imam Ali, of course, was such a favorite and special to the Messenger of Allah, we find that the people of his era did not give him due credit. They did not give him the weightage and the importance that should have been given to him. In this regards, we find that in order to bring the people towards the persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, has many different quotes and many different traditions and many different sayings in which he is emphasizing the love for Imam Ali, the obedience to Imam Ali, and the fact that Imam Ali alayhi salam is the rightful successor to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So Ibn Abbas has an interesting quote where he narrates from the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, where the Messenger of Allah said that Allah would have never created hell if all people had had the love for Ali. Now, of course, sometimes when we see these kind of traditions, we seem to be a little bit surprised. Of course, it makes sense to be a little bit surprised, but once you understand a little bit of the context of what's going on, then the tradition does not seem to be that shocking. Now, here again, the Messenger of Allah is saying that Allah himself has said that he would never have created hell if all the people had had the love for Imam Ali alayhi salam. Now, of course, if one has the love for Imam Ali alayhi salam, then this means that that individual will eventually, in turn, follow the commandments and the steps, the footsteps, if you will, of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And it is this following of the footsteps of Imam Ali, following the commandments of Imam Ali, and following the persona and the behaviors and the manners of Imam Ali alayhi salam. When you follow all of these, you are in reality following the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And of course, when you are following the Messenger, then you are following the pure and original teachings of Islam, and you are following the correct understanding of the Holy Quran, and thus you are satisfying the Almighty Allah. Now, when you're doing all of these things, then of course the likelihood of one going to paradise is greatly, greatly increased. But on the other hand, if you have hatred for Imam Ali, if you do not have the love for Imam Ali alayhi salam, then of course not only will you not follow his footsteps and his commandments and his seerah and sunnah, but matter of fact, you will try to do the opposite of his seerah and sunnah. And if you do the opposite of the seerah and the sunnah and the manners and the persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, then you are going contrary to the persona of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and that means that you are going against the pure teachings of Islam, and you are going against the correct understanding of the Holy Quran, which of course in return will lead to the dissatisfaction of the Almighty Allah, and most probably the wrath of the Almighty Allah. And whoever incurs the wrath of the Almighty Allah, their place is none other than hell. And therefore, now it makes complete sense that God and the Almighty Allah would have never created hell if all the people had had the love for Imam Ali alayhi salam, truly showing us the incredible value of understanding and following the universal persona of the divinely appointed Imam. A very beautiful and thought-provoking lesson brought to us by the universal persona of none other than Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam.
تمام ارزش ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
كل صبح وكل اشراق ايام تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاق قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
The word Mawla has the same meaning and implication as Awla, the question that he raised first. And so Ali is also Awla over the Mu'mineen. He has more authority over the Mu'mineen than themselves. And so the context is actually very clear about it, and so we don't have to really go into details here and there. But now that I talked about this importance of the name of Ali, Ali means somebody who is high and raised. Let me talk about another name of Ali. One of the elders that I had asked me in Ramadan, actually. And I promised him that I'll talk about it in the Majlis so everybody can know. The other famous name of Ali is Haydar. What does Haydar mean? In history, there is slight different variations in the narration. The name Ali was given to Ali by Hazrat Abu Talib. But then the mother had also given a name. And she gave two names to him. Number one was Asad. Asad is actually the grandfather on mother's side of Ali. And Asad means lion. There is another name also given by the mother to Ali, and that is Haydar. And the word Haydar also means a lion. So Asad and Haydar has exactly the same meaning. And Amir al-Mu'minin used to actually take, you know, pride in this name that his mother had given to him. Especially if you look at the Battle of Khaybar. This is the Jewish, castle or the fortress. Where the people actually who had been, they were part of the city of Medina, and there was an agreement between the Prophet and them that they will basically be part of securing the city whenever there is an attack from outside, but they actually betrayed that trust. And they became the enemies from within. And so they were expelled from Medina. Later on, they conspired with the mushrikeen of Mecca in the Battle of Khandaq. They actually came all the way to Medina to fight the Prophet and the Muslims. So after dealing with the mushrikeen of Mecca, the Prophet decided this time to really pay a visit to these people because they are not letting go their mischief against us. And so, the Muslim army went to Khaybar. Many people were given the command. They went there and came back without any success. It was a month of Rajab. Eventually, the Prophet asked, he said, tomorrow I'm going to give the standard, the alam, to somebody. And this description is very important. Our Zakirin only talk about Rajulan Karrar, that I'm going to give the alam to a man. And Karrar, somebody who is steadfast, doesn't move away. But then I think there was a greater description there where the Prophet says, not only Rajulan Karrar, somebody who loves Allah and the Rasul, and whom Allah and Rasul also love. Where he says, I'm going to give the alam to somebody who is Rajulan Karrar, يحب الله ورسوله.
Do Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now. Lekin